Track 20, The Elements of Hurry, step number 2, the three-option close.
At this point, we have warmed our potential client up to 60 degrees of sales acceptance. They have heard your product features and understand from your presentation what it means to them. There is some sense of urgency. Their feedback thus far has been positive. This is the point, though, where many who fear making decisions will dig in their heels to slow things down. In other words, to stall. You'll hear them say things like this: "Well, we'd like to look around a little bit more before we make a final decision." Or, "I'd like to take a look at a few more options before making a firm commitment." Or, "This is great, but we'd just like to see what else might be available." Or, "I would just like to shop around first." Shop and around are two of the most dreaded words in sales. They form the basis of one of the biggest enemies of one-call closing. But there is an effective and proven way to overcome them. We call it the three-option close. It works, and it works really well, because you use your customer's own psychology to allow him, her, or them to help you provide the unique product or service they really want and need. This technique allows your customers to do their shopping around during your presentation. Here's how it works in 4 easy steps. Step 1. During the early stages of the hurry phase, you narrow down your prospect's need and price to a definable category or range. It's a standard part of every sales presentation. The further along the road you travel with your potential client, the better the picture you get of the best ultimate destination for them. Step 2, review your product inventory and select 3 items that fit fairly closely the parameters your client has established. The items don't have to precisely match. 2 of the 3 items can actually be out of those parameters, but they should be close. Step number 3, show the least likely option first, one that doesn't quite meet all their needs. Then show the option that does slightly more than they need. Then get their reaction. After showing you these 2 options and getting to know your needs a little bit better, "I think I have just the right product to show you now." Then step number 4, you show the ideal solution, the ideal product or service. All you've done is help prepare your potential client for a decision. You've also performed a valuable service. You are taking good care of them rather than letting them loose with another salesperson who might not be as well trained and dedicated as you and could turn their whole buying experience sour. More than that, you've helped prepare them for a positive decision now. As long as you are acting in good faith with the best interest of your customers at heart and are providing them with a fair opportunity, you are not manipulating the situation or the people. You are just doing what you are supposed to do. Help these nice people find the right product or service. Here's an example now with an automobile. Picture a young family in their mid-20s with 2 children. This husband is a hard-working carpenter earning a modest living. His wife is focused on raising their children and creating a picture-perfect happy home. Their budget allows for 1 vehicle, and that's a small truck. The husband must use it to travel from job to job across the community. His wife is beginning to show signs of cabin fever. A second car would put an end to the fever and would certainly make her chores significantly easier. They have even discussed acceptable makes and models, features and options, and colors. Fortunately, they are due an income tax return, which combined with some of their savings will get them into a new used car. The check and the savings total $9,000. They can't afford a penny more and certainly no additional monthly payments. One day, our carpenter gets rained out of a job. On the way home, he decides to drop into a local automobile dealership to see if there just might be a good bargain available. As he steps out of his truck and under the large metal canopy over the cars, he notices a salesperson leaning on the hood of a car. The man smiles and nods. He looks as if he believes he's the king of the car lot, reigning supreme over all he surveys. He is the pitch man, the answer man, the man with the plan, and the giver and taker of all good deals. He continues leaning on the hood of the car. When the carpenter approaches, the salesman asks, "May I help you?" Our hard-working young carpenter explains his family needs and the parameters he and his wife have discussed. At last the king speaks. Well, my friend, this is your lucky day. Why, here's the little gem you're looking for right here. Go ahead, kick the tires, slam the doors. Why, it even still has a little bit of that new car smell. This is exactly what you're looking for. Ask yourself a serious question. What has this salesperson done to earn the carpenter's business? Has he really listened to his needs? Has he tried to provide a unique solution to a unique problem? Has he put his customers' interests first? Has he helped prepare his customers to make a financial decision? Certainly not, and he'll probably record the incidents as another no sale. The guy just wasn't ready to buy, he'll say. Well, our carpenter wasn't ready to buy because he wasn't prepared to make a purchase. Get that? He wasn't prepared to make a purchase by his salesperson. Let's look at the same situation, only this time our salesperson doesn't view herself as the absolute ruler of the car lot. Instead, she believes she works for the customer. Our carpenter drives into the lot. The young woman approaches. Hi, my name is Mickey. What brings you by to see us today? She asks. Charlie discusses the situation and lays out all the parameters of the purchase he and his wife have discussed. Mickey then tries a much different approach than the previous salesperson. Charlie, if you don't mind, I'd like to show you a couple of cars just to get a better idea of what you're looking for. Is that okay with you? No problem. I'm just shopping around, though. Mickey escorts her customer to a very nice car, which in a general way fits the parameters they've discussed. Nice car. How much does it cost? Asks Charlie. It's in the $12,000 range. I'd have to check the price list to get the precise figure. Don't bother. There's no point. As I said, we can afford $9,000 and that's it. Okay, Charlie, let me show you something over here. She takes him to look at a car that has obviously seen better days, much better days. One look tells Charlie this isn't the car for his family. This isn't really what I'm looking for. I don't want my wife and kids riding around in something that might fall apart any second. Mickey nods knowingly, but says, well, it's only $5,000. Yes, but I told you I can afford $9,000, he says. I need something better than this. At this point, Mickey looks a bit disappointed and with sincerity says, well, Charlie, if I had a lot of gems like the one you're looking for, I could sell 100 a day. They are hard to come by. Charlie now believes that the sales process is winding down to an unsuccessful completion. They start walking through the lot back towards his truck. After a couple of minutes, Mickey says, I was just thinking, Charlie, about a trade we took in last night that might just fit the bill. It has not been priced yet, but I would guess it will hit the lot at around $9,500. Yeah, but as I said, but before you say no, let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, the good news is that it's in great shape and has low mileage. I took my son out for ice cream in it last night just to check it out. Runs like a top. And the bad news? Well, Charlie, the man who drove it last, didn't much care about how the car looked. I don't think he ever waxed it at all. It also needs a new spare. Charlie's interest perks up. Now he is aware that a positive offering might just be coming his way. The car is scheduled to go into our shop, slated for detailing and a new spare. If it goes into the shop, they'll charge the sales department at least $300 for a good cleanup and a spare. The reason I'm telling you this is if you were willing to do the cleanup yourself and get your own spare, we might be able to get the price down to where it fits your budget. Would you like to see it? At this point, Mickey walks right over to the car she was standing by when Charlie drove in. It's the same car as in the earlier scenario, but this time a one-time closing specialist is on the job. We have a different story, a different presentation, and a different conclusion. The three-option close is one of the most powerful ever used, as Mickey has just proven. She was professional, she listened, she prepared her customer for making a decision, and she created a situation that allowed Charlie to do all his shopping around during her presentation. If the car is even close to what his wife wants, Charlie is going to give serious consideration to making a purchase today and now. He'll probably borrow the phone to make a call to say, honey, guess what I found? Our three-option close increases sales acceptance with dramatic results and gets you closer to a one-call closing right now. This is especially true for a big-ticket item. But it will work equally well in all price ranges, even shoes, for example. If you've ever paid attention to a presentation in a quality shoe store with a professional salesperson, You will never see the salesperson come to the fitting part of the presentation with only one pair of shoes. We think you'll agree that's not much of a choice. When the salesperson brings at least three pairs of shoes, the customer's world of choices opens up. The customer can compare prices, colors, designs, materials, workmanship, and so on. Not only does presenting choices increase your chance of closing today and now, it can also result in selling multiple pairs to your customer. I just can't make up my mind, so I'll just take them all. With the three-option close, you aren't limiting your customers to your selection. You're allowing them to make the purchase on their own. The technique will even work on items far less expensive than shoes. I can offer you a single roll of thread, a box of 12, or this handy two-pack, which saves you 50 cents. Which fits your needs best, Mrs. Johnson? The three-option close works wonderfully in getting your potential client to do all their shopping with you.